Captain's log, Stardate 50814.2. The Defiant is returning to Deep Space Nine after a week-long reconnaissance mission in the Gamma Quadrant.
I can't wait to get home and sleep in my own bed. The bunks on the ship are so uncomfortable.
You know what I could use? A weekend at the Golian Spa.
Maybe you and Shakar can slip away when we get back.
We're not seeing each other anymore.
When did this happen?
Last week.
No wonder you've been so down lately.
I miss him. But the last time we were on Bajor, we went to the Kenda Shrine and we asked the prophets if we were meant to walk the same path.
And?
We're not.
You make it sound so cut and dry.
Well, the way I see it, people are either meant to be together or they're not.
I guess I'd rather believe that any relationship can work as long as both people really want it to.
I'm not sure I have an opinion on subject. Excuse me, I need to regenerate.
Is he all right?
You know, Odo, this sort of talk makes him uncomfortable.
Odo leaves the Defiant's mess hall deep in thought. He seems slightly unnerved, his expression tempered with sadness for Kira.
No thanks, I'm trying to cut down.
I'm making Molly a dollhouse for her birthday.
Oh, thank you.
The house itself was easy, but the furniture, even with a micro lathe, I'm not sure I'm going to get it all finished in time.
I guess her dolls are going to have to rough it for a while.
Interesting. I'm getting some unusual readings from a nearby solar system.
What kind of readings?
There's some sort of energy barrier surrounding the fourth planet.
It's hard to tell from the interference, but there could be life forms on the surface.
If there are, I'd be interested to see how they've adapted to the quantum fluctuations in the barrier.
Well, can't we check it out the next time we come this way?
It'll be too late. At the rate the interference is intensifying, in a few weeks we won't even be able to send a probe through it.
Dax.
I know everyone wants to go home. But if we're going to take a look at this planet, it'll be our only chance.
Are you sure it's safe to pass through the interference?
A few shield modifications and it should be smooth sailing.
All right, we'll make a quick survey. But if all we detect is some fungus, we're not beaming down.
What if it's smart fungus?
The Defiant approaches the planet inside a shadowy ring of gas.
We're approaching the barrier.
All right, old man, take us in.
Adjusting shield harmonics to compensate.
Quantum fluctuations are intensifying.
Electricity flashes along Dax's console and then onto Kira's. The Major is hit by a beam of electric light.
We're through.
As a beautiful blue-green planet shows on the viewing screen, Sisko crosses to Major Kira.
Are you all right?
I think so.
Dr. Bashir, to the bridge.
Oh, no, I'm fine.
The inertial dampers are offline, and the gyromagnetic stabilizers are depolarized. We're gonna be here for a few days.
Smooth sailing.
Sir, we are being hailed from the surface. There are several scattered settlements across the southern peninsula. I am reading approximately 8,000 inhabitants, they appear to be human.
On screen.
Welcome to Gaia, Captain Sisko.
You know my name?
We've been expecting you.
It's a long story, Benjamin. Why don't you come down and we'll talk about it over some Roctogino? Oh, I forgot. You're trying to cut down.
Jadzia turns to look at Benjamin in surprise. The planet's surface is lush and green under a clear blue, sunbright sky. Worf, Dax, Sisko, and O'Brien transport down to the marketplace. The townspeople stare in awe at the strangers as the two who hailed the Defiant approach.
Miranda O'Brien.
Yedrin. Yedrin Dax.
What a coincidence.
Would one of you mind telling us what's going on?
This settlement was founded by the crew of a Starfleet vessel that crashed on this planet 2 centuries ago. I realize this is going to be hard for you to accept, but that ship was the Defiant. 2 days from now, when you leave here and try to pass through the energy barrier, you'll be thrown back in time 200 years. You'll be stranded here and become the founders of this settlement. We are your descendants.
British Sky Broadcasting presents Star Trek Deep Space Nine, based on Star Trek created by Gene Roddenberry. This episode is entitled Children of Time. A huge comet rushes through space, the light of billions of stars illuminating the frozen gas it leaves in its wake. Alone in the freezing blackness of a universe littered with stars and planets, the immense space station Deep Space Nine is dwarfed by the comet as it rushes past into the depths of space. Spacecraft, tiny in comparison to the station, buzz around the circular form. The space station comprises a column and an inner and outer circle on a flat plane. The circles are huge tubes attached to each other, and the central column by large metal arms. Deep Space Nine seems almost spherical. Three semicircular arms bend vertically, equidistant apart towards the center, but do not meet. Lights flash all over the space station. The regular blinking of navigation and positioning lights maintain its visibility. At one end of the semicircular arms, a huge starship has docked. It has the flat, saucer-shaped head, cylindrical body, and two engine arms of a Starfleet battlecruiser. Spacecraft of every imaginable shape and color and dimensions are docked all around the outer circle. One spaceship unlocks itself from a docking bay and flies over Deep Space Nine, accelerating away. In the distance, the blackness of space shifts. Blue light bursts from a spatial phenomenon. From nothing, the swirling, circular shape of a wormhole becomes visible, and the craft flies through it to another galaxy. As quickly as it appeared, the wormhole is gone, folding in on itself and disappearing in a flash of intense, pale blue light.
Go ahead, Jadzia, scan me. You'll find the Dax symbiont right here.
It's true.
The symbiont has been passed down to Jadzia's descendants for three generations. I remember all of you like it was yesterday. If you scan Miranda, you'll find that her DNA is substantially similar to that of the Chief's.
She's an O'Brien, all right.
And a Tannenbaum, too.
You mean Ensign Tannenbaum from engineering?
You and Rita were married 10 years after the Defiant crashed.
You were trapped here, Miles, 200 years in the past. There was no going home. There was no chance of ever seeing your family again. You were the last to give up hope, but eventually you had to make a new life for yourself here. Mm-hmm. I know that face, Benjamin. You're still not convinced that we're telling you the truth. All right, if you want, I could tell you something that only Curzon would know. Do you remember that dancer that you met on Peleo Station?
That'll do.
Are you the son of Moog?
Yes, I am.
Is it true you can kill someone just by looking at them?
Only when I am angry.
Why don't we go inside? You can meet some of the others later. We still have a lot to talk about.
Ready for the next problem? Say you have 27 tessipates of land you want to plant with nice, juicy yelk melons.
This is our meeting hall, which, as you can see, we sometimes use as a schoolroom.
Square carapate of land to grow in. What is the total number of melons you can plant? Let me know as soon as you have an answer.
Jadzia designed it as an educational program. She took Quark's image from the security logs of the Defiant. I've always thought that Quark would make a great math teacher. He's so good with numbers.
I like your spots.
Most people don't have them because our ancestors were mostly human. My mom says they make me special.
It's just genetics, Lisa. Like Torvin's ridges.
You're just jealous, Molly.
Molly?
Oh, yes, you'll find a lot of them here. The name has been passed down through the O'Brien line.
Molly? This is your grandfather's great-great-great-grandfather.
Hello.
Hi. How much were you able to salvage from the Defiant?
A portable generator, a replicator, a few phasers, tricorders, things of that sort.
Did anybody ever try to send out a distress signal?
To who? was 200 years ago. The wormhole hadn't even been discovered yet. There was no way back to the Alpha Quadrant.
Our ancestors decided to make this their new home.
And they needed a shelter quickly before winter came.
This is it. This is the oldest building there is. At first, everyone had to sleep here. All 48 of them.
48?
Kira died a few weeks after the crash. The energy discharge that struck her on the bridge damaged her neural pathways. The Defiant didn't have the medical equipment that Julia needed to treat her.
You want to see where she was buried?
Maybe later. Girls, why don't you run along and help your parents? It's almost time for planting, and there's a lot of work to be done.
Bye.
Bye.
Obviously, we need to get Kira back to the station for treatment as soon as we can repair the Defiant.
Of course.
I don't quite know how to say this, but now that we know about the accident that sent the ship back in time, we should be able to avoid it.
Well, if we do that, your timeline will collapse and everything here will cease to exist.
Not necessarily. I have a plan. And the key is what happened to Kira on the bridge. This energy discharge caused a subspace doubling effect. For an instant, every molecule in her body had a corresponding quantum duplicate. There were literally two Kiras.
Go on.
If we make certain modifications to the Defiant systems, we should be able to amplify this doubling effect and create a quantum duplicate of the entire ship. When you encounter the temporal anomaly, the duplicate will be thrown back into the past, and the original, you, will pass through the barrier unaffected.
So you're saying, we go home, your timeline is preserved.
Exactly.
What do you think?
It might work.
Now, according to the logs I retrieved from the wreckage, the Defiant encountered the anomaly 39 hours after it arrived in orbit.
If your plan is to work, we must do the same.
There are almost 8,000 people living on this planet. This is the only chance they have.
Dax, I want a full evaluation as soon as possible. If the plan is sound, start making the modifications immediately.
Thank you, Benjamin.
Anything for you, old man.
Kira is in sickbay on the Defiant. Dr. Bashir scans a container of liquid beside her.
Apparently the planet is crawling with Bashirs.
Maybe I'll stay up here. How's Zodo?
He's resting comfortably. He can't hold his shape because of the quantum fluctuations inside the barrier. Sweet dreams, Zodo. But he'll be as right as rain as soon as we leave orbit. You, on the other hand, are going to have to undergo a complete neural pathway induction as soon as we get back to the station.
If you say so, I feel fine.
Well, that's because your neural tissue hasn't begun to deteriorate yet. But rest assured, you'll be on my operating table eventually.
Hey, where are you off to?
I have to get down there, meet some of those Bashirs.
Kira smiles as he leaves and then gets up and crosses to Odo's container. The smile changes on her face as she looks longingly at the stasis box. The door to sickbay suddenly opens.
Hello, Nerys.
Odo.
I came up from the surface as soon as I heard you were here.
How are you holding your shape? I thought...
I learned to counter the barrier's effects a long time ago. It's good to see you.
You look different.
I've gotten better at shape-shifting over the years. You're as beautiful as I remember. You can't know how I've longed to hear your voice, see your smile.
Odo, what's gotten into you?
There's something I want you to know, something I've wanted to tell you for 200 years. I love you, Nerys. I've always loved you.
What do you mean you love me?
Is it so hard to believe?
I never... ever knew you felt that way about me.
I did everything I could to make sure you wouldn't find out.
It worked. Why didn't you ever say anything?
I didn't think you could possibly care for me the way I care for you. I suppose I was afraid of ruining what we had. Our friendship meant everything to me. It still does. Maybe I shouldn't have said anything.
It's not that. I was just thinking about all the times I came to you for advice about Shakar and Barai. Must have been very hard for you to listen to me go on about another man.
No, I can't say I enjoyed it. But I wanted to be a good friend to you.
You were.
Nerys, I didn't come here expecting you to throw yourself into my arms. But you're leaving here in 2 days. I'm never going to see you again. All I'm asking is that you spend some time with me. Gaia is a very beautiful place. I'd love to show it to you.
I'd like that.
He has your eyes.
Do you think so?
Dax to Sisko.
Go ahead.
Good news, Benjamin. I've gone over the sensor logs from the crash. It looks like Yedrin's plan to create a duplicate Defiant is going to work.
Did you hear that? Yes, everything's going to be all right.
Yes.
Sounds like you have your hands full down there, Benjamin.
Well, yes, you could say that.
We'll keep you posted.
Worf checks the machinery for pumping and purifying water in the marketplace.
Thirsty?
The captain asked me to make a survey of the settlement's infrastructure so we can leave behind the appropriate supplies.
I've just been doing the same thing at the clinic. I met one of my descendants there. My great-great-great-great-granddaughter. The doctor. She made quite a fuss over me. Apparently my healing touch is something of a legend around here.
They're here! They're here!
Who?
The Klingons.
They are less obviously Klingon, but still bear the marks of the Empire.
Kapla. Kapla.
We are the sons of Mulk.
You are my descendants.
Some by blood, some by choice. Our hearts are Klingon. We live as warriors, just as you taught our ancestors long ago.
I'm going to be one of them someday. I'll ride a wild Torga and go hunting, and only come to the settlement to trade furs for the things I need.
When you're older, you'll have the chance to prove yourself. If you are worthy, you can take a Klingon name and live among us.
The sons of Mulk are gathering to celebrate your return. It would honor us greatly if you would feast with us tonight.
I look forward to it.
We'll come for you at nightfall.
Now it would appear that I'm not the only legend around here.
Once the emitter array is recalibrated, we can start synchronizing the shield generators.
Oh, good. We're ahead of schedule.
What? Tell me.
You just reminded me of something. The summer after the crash, it was so hot, Jadzia cut her hair short. Worf hated it. I remember promising to grow it back in time for the wedding.
We got married?
The next fall, Benjamin performed the ceremony. I'll never forget Worf's voice as he said his vows. It was shaking.
Were we happy together?
He's a good man, Jadzia.
I know. It's just sometimes he's so hard to get along with.
Don't worry. You'll learn to handle him. Did I mention she was a doctor? Twice. Well, she showed me pictures of the family going all the way back to me. You know who I ended up with after the crash? Angie Kirby. Who's that? Yeah, that's what I said. Apparently she transferred aboard last week, but she's gorgeous.
Congratulations.
You know what? I think I'm going to ask her out when we get back. We obviously got along well here. So, you and Rita Tannenbaum.
I don't want to hear about it, Julian. I have a wife and kids back home.
Sorry, I didn't mean anything. You know, I'm going to let you get back on with your work.
Oh,
As Julian leaves, Miles notices the two young girls from the schoolroom. They simply watch him, slightly awestruck, and giggle. He turns to look at them with a half smile on his face, but returns to his work, his smile fading. In an open, windswept pasture, Odo and Kira sit together beside a grave. A Bajoran headstone rises up in the shadow of the only tree around.
Praying over your own grave. It's gotta be a new one.
No. If the prophets were listening, they're probably very confused.
Well, I wouldn't blame them. I gotta tell you that this whole quantum duplicate two defiance thing has me feeling a little strange.
Why? Thanks to Yedrin's plan, our timeline is being preserved. You're going back to the station for the treatment you need.
I know. It's just that I've always believed that we're all given one destiny, one path. And now we're using technology to get around that. I'm not sure how it makes me feel.
I know exactly how it makes me feel. You can't know how much it means to me to know you're going home, Nerys. No, it won't change anything for me. I lost you 200 years ago. But for the other Odo, up on the ship, changes everything. He doesn't have to lose you. And somehow, knowing that makes me feel better. Does that make any sense?
You changed so much, Odo. I don't just mean the way you look. You used to be so closed off.
I have changed. And the Odo you know will change too. If you're patient with him.
Why don't we head back?
Odo rises from his crouched position and slowly holds out his hand to Kira. He pulls her gently to her feet and they walk slowly under the tree, still holding hands, a sense of peaceful knowing resting over them. Kira looks at their hands and tenderly glances up at Odo. In the marketplace, Sisko is playing catch with two boys.
Nice catch.
Thanks.
We need to talk. I was going over the sensor logs from the crash. And I came across something odd.
She leads him to a quiet spot under an archway.
The quantum fluctuations in the barrier are factored out to zero. The chances of that must be a billion to one.
What are you getting at?
That Yedrin faked the logs.
Why would he do that?
So we'd think his plan was going to work. It's not. There was never going to be a duplicate Defiant, just one. And Yedrin wanted to make sure it went back in time.
So that history would repeat itself.
If I hadn't realized what he had done, we would have ended up stranded here. Kira would have died.
You betrayed us. You betrayed me.
You call yourself Yedrin Dex, but I don't recognize you.
Now that you know, what are you going to do about it?
What do you think?
Oh, damn it, Ben! If you don't take the Defiant back in time, the 8,000 people on this planet will cease to exist!
You think I don't care? Oh, come on, you know me better than that. What am I supposed to do? Recreate the accident and deliberately maroon my crew?
It's what would have happened. Who's to say that's not what's supposed to happen?
I'm not going to stand here and argue philosophy with you. I have a duty to protect my people!
Look around you, Benjamin! Think of the things that you've seen since you got here. This is what your crew and their descendants will build if you let history play itself out. I'm not saying that it won't be hard at first, but they will have good lives here, happy lives.
What about Kira? If we don't get her back to the station, she'll die.
Is one life too much to ask if it saves 8,000?
Who are you to decide who lives or dies? Who are you to make that call?
I have to make that call because I'm responsible for what happened here. Jadzia knows what I'm talking about. She's the one who insisted that the Defiant investigate this planet. You know as well as I do that you should have been more careful. You should have seen that the barrier was unstable when you scanned it.
But I didn't.
I was so bent on making some great discovery that I missed it.
And because of you, because of me, Kira died. And 48 people were stranded here. You don't know what it was like to live with that. For years, Benjamin, every time I looked at you, all I could think about was Jake. And how, because of me, he would never see his father again. Eventually, I had to accept the fact there was nothing I could do to change things. I couldn't bring Kira back. All I could do was look to the future, Benjamin, and make sure that we survived here. No matter what. This community is my responsibility. For 2 centuries, I have watched it grow into something to be proud of. For generations, these people have worked to make a life for themselves here. They deserve a chance to hang on to it.
I'm not denying that. I wish there was a way we could help you. But my people have the right to return home to their families, and I will not ask Kira to sacrifice her life for 8,000 people, for 8 million. No one has the right to ask that. I'm sorry, old man, but there is nothing I can do.
As Sisko exits, Dax crosses to Yedrin. She looks deep into his eyes and in his gaze sees the fear and guilt that she feels. Her brow furrows with emotion and she turns away, following the captain. Kira and Worf watch 3 children playing as night falls.
Look at them. They have no idea what's going to happen.
It is for the best. They are children. They would not understand.
Not sure I understand. 8,000 people, Worf. I have to die because I've got to go back to the station to be treated for some condition I can't even tell I have.
That is not the only reason we are going back. Do not blame yourself, Major.
Going up to the ship.
It would have been a good crop this year. Spring came so early. Miranda, is something wrong? Everyone's so quiet.
It's nothing you need to worry about.
The boy turns to look at the sad faces of the adults around him and walks slowly away. Worf kneels by a fire as the Klingons approach him.
We came to tell you, there will be no feast tonight.
I understand. This is not a time for celebration.
Tomorrow we will see the sun rise again, but no one here will see it set.
Join me. There is something I wish to say. It is a great honor to know that my legacy has thrived on your world for so long. I can see the Klingon heart beats strong here.
You honor us with your words. We have tried to live as you taught us to.
We've never plowed fields or milked chattel. We've lived as warriors, hunters.
Last year, I slew a Yar-Bear 3 meters tall. Your Mekleth was my only weapon. The beast maimed me, and for a time, it seemed I would die from my wounds. Now I wish I had. It would have been a warrior's death.
He could have taken his place among the honored dead in Stovokor.
Perhaps he will yet.
No. Ceasing to exist because my parents were never born? That is not a death worthy of Stovokor.
He rises and hands Worf his dagger.
Kill me, Worf. I have no enemies to fight, no glory to be won. Give me an honorable death.
The other two hold out their daggers as well.
Don't make us wait for the end like farm animals waiting for slaughter.
I will come to you tomorrow and do what you ask.
Worf leaves, his head bowed with sadness. The Klingons watch uncertainly and look to each other for support. Kira and Odo revisit the grave.
Why did you want to come back here?
I had to see it again so I could be sure.
Sure about what?
That this is where I belong. The path the prophets laid out for me ends here.
Well, not this time, Nerisse. The captain's taking you back to DS9.
I can't let him do that. Not if it's gonna cost 8,000 lives. No, we have to let history take its course, even if it means I have to die here.
What? Have you lost your mind? Kira, if we don't go back to the station, you'll die within a few weeks. There's nothing I can do for you here.
I know that, Julian. I've accepted it. We've got to take the Defiant back in time. Otherwise, we're cheating fate.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't mind cheating fate all the way home to the station.
Neither would I. But if we go home, 8,000 people are going to cease to exist.
I don't know those people. But I have a wife and kids back home who need me.
Your family will be fine, Miles. The prophets will take care of them.
Well, no offense, but I don't believe in your prophets.
All Major Kira is saying is our families will survive no matter what we do. The colonists will not. If she is willing to sacrifice her life to save them, I am willing to remain here.
Well, that's easy for you to say. You hardly ever see your son.
And you are afraid to face your destiny.
Look, we can sit here and argue about destiny till we're blue in the face. But the bottom line is, nobody has the right to tell me I can't go home to my family.
I want to go home as much as you do, Chief. I'm just listening to what everyone has to say.
Well, so we're not actually considering this?
No, we're not.
Captain.
Major, you've made your position clear. All right, people dismissed.
Dax and Worf walk arm in arm through the sunlit marketplace. There is no one around except Captain Sisko. They stop in the middle, looking around sadly at the empty buildings.
By sunset, this will all be gone.
Taking a last look around?
Whoa, Gabriel. Where are you going in such a hurry?
To the fields. It's time for planting.
They follow the boy as he runs down a narrow street. As they reach the other end, they see all the townspeople preparing carts and collecting tools and seedlings for the trip to the fields.
Come on, Gabriel. There isn't much time. Put some nuts on your face. Your face, I'm strong
today. Planting day has always been important here. It brings everyone together. Somehow it feels right to see it through.
Yedrin hands Sisko a plant, which he takes with a look of curious uncertainty. In the fields, the townspeople set to work. They plough furrows and dig holes into which one person drops fertilizer pellets and another places a seedling on top, packing earth tightly around the roots. Sisko and the others join in, sweating under the hot sun. Major Kira walks with Gabriel, scattering seeds as the children cluster around Mary, who hands out seedlings from the cart. Molly rushes to Dr. Bashir and gives him a plant.
Thank you.
Dax wanders the rows watering the new plantings while Sisko squats packing plants in place.
Status report you asked for, sir. The repairs are finished. The Defiant's ready to leave orbit.
Aren't you gonna help?
I'm busy.
You don't look busy.
She's an O'Brien, all right. Better get to it, Chief.
Sisko hands him a trowel and walks away. The wind blows strongly over the fields, ruffling the seedlings. With the wind come the Klingons. Worf leads the three main warriors over the crest of a hill, and the townspeople turn and stare in amazement as the hunters approach.
You said there was an enemy for us to fight.
They are attempting to plant their fields before the sun sets. Time is their enemy. We should help them defeat it.
Bring the others.
Worf leads on, and Sisko smiles heartily as the Klingons set to planting as well. Molly rushes to Miles with a plant.
You know, I have a little girl named Molly, too.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Can I meet her? By summer, this plant will be taller than you. After the harvest, I'll help my mother make kiln bread with it.
Miles watches Molly rush off and sits quietly, unable to work any longer. His eyes are filled with sadness. He stands slowly and walks past the others to where Sisko and Kira are working.
Something wrong?
We can't do it.
What?
We can't let these people die.
They turn to look at a group of children playing in the field, their faces gloomy and sad.
Download them into the ship's autopilot, and it'll match the original trajectory. That should send the Defiant back to the right point in time.
I don't know how to thank you for what you're doing.
We'd better go, Benjamin. There isn't much time.
Mary clasps Captain Sisko's hand in hers, and Ben crosses to Yedrin, embracing him sadly. Yedrin's face is full of pain and sorrow as they leave. On the Defiant, Odo follows Kira through the corridors.
You can't do this.
Please don't make this any harder than it already is.
You have to go home, Nerys. You have to.
This isn't about me. This is about the 8,000 people down on that planet, their children and their grandchildren.
What about the children who will never be born because the Defiant doesn't return to DS9?
They don't exist yet. These people do.
Nerys, just tell me one thing. If you'd known how I felt about you, if I said something years ago, do you think things might have been different?
Maybe.
Slowly they move towards each other and kiss. She gently lets go of his hands and leaves.
Has everyone had a chance to record a message to their families?
I've downloaded the recordings into a Class 4 probe. It'll start transmitting a location signal as soon as it clears the barrier.
Launch the probe, Chief.
It's time.
Transfer helm control to autopilot.
Autopilot engaged.
Raise shields.
Aye, sir.
We are breaking orbit.
Coming around to 42 Mark 7.
I'm picking up an unusual temporal signature.
It's the anomaly. We're headed straight for it.
As the tension mounts, Dax turns to Sisko, who nods slowly to her.
10 seconds to impact. 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. We're veering away from the anomaly.
Try to override the autopilot.
I can't.
Clearing the barrier.
The viewing screen looks into clear space ahead, stars glittering in the blackness.
What happened?
Someone changed our flight plan. It wasn't me.
Scan the surface.
No sign of the settlement. Or the inhabitants. Everything's gone.
Whoever changed our flight plan knew their way around the computer system. They bypassed our security protocols without leaving a trace.
It must have been someone from the crew.
Or someone who used to be.
Yedrin? Hmm. But all he cared about was the settlement. What could have changed his mind?
Seeing us again. Perhaps he decided he couldn't let us go through with it.
Everyone we met, they never existed.
They existed. As long as we remember them, they always will.
Kira lies sorrowfully on her bunk.
Come in.
There's something you should know. The other Odo, the one from the planet, came to sickbay before he left the ship.
Oh?
He linked with me. Now, I know everything that happened.
Other day when I told you about Jakar and me not seeing each other anymore, you seemed so uncomfortable.
I'd come to accept the fact that you were involved with someone else. Then suddenly everything changed.
I don't know what to say. I'm still trying to sort everything out.
So am I. I think we both need some time. There's something else the other Odo wanted you to know. He was responsible for changing the Defiant's flight plan.
Why?
So that you wouldn't have to die.
People.
He did it for you, Nerys. He loved you.
That makes it right?
I don't know. He thought so. I'll see you in the morning.
The End, voiced by Marston York for British Sky Broadcasting.